This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Catherine Petralia. How are you, Catherine?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great and really glad to be with you because Catherine is the co-founder and president of Cabbage, which is probably more relevant than ever for all of you small business owners. Talk about what the concept of Cabbage is when you co-founded it in 2008.
Well, it's funny. What the idea behind Cabbage was actually inspired by an eBay API that eBay launched to allow third parties to directly connect to data about sellers and transactions. And so my co-founder, Rob, was working with that data for a different business and thought it might be really interesting to use it to automate a small business loan to an eBay business. And, of course, that was certainly an underserved market. Then it remains underserved today, actually, frankly. And one of the reasons is because it does represent the really small businesses in this country that represent most of the small businesses that operate here today. And so we automated a lending product for eBay businesses, and we ran that for e-commerce providers for several years. And in 2014, expanded to brick and mortar. So today, of more than 500,000 customers we've served, 90% of them or more are brick and mortar businesses doing any type of industry you might possibly imagine.
And your key business, you do lending, which you were originally known for, and a lot of cash flow management. Let's talk in this pandemic. Cash flow management for small business owners is not an easy thing. And you are actually the second largest lender, I believe, of PPP, correct?
That's correct. We are very proud about that.
So talk about cash flow management and what you're seeing with small businesses and what they should be looking for.
Well, I think one of the challenges that small businesses have, and to put it in perspective, of the 30 million small businesses in the U.S., 90% have fewer than 20 employees and 80% have fewer than 10. So cash flow management for a small business that has 10 employees is really different than one for a small businesses that has 100. And, you know, you don't normally have a CFO or a controller or somebody that can help manage that or a treasurer. It's mostly what we would think of as treasury management services, but it's where's the money? And am I going to have enough money today and tomorrow and next week to run my business? And so we want to make that process simpler for customers. We feel like our customers actually spend too much money on borrowing and they don't generate enough money on the cash that they're sitting on. So we built a platform that I think of as sort of the highest yield and lowest cost routing of money. And that includes a checking account product that generates interest for customers and doesn't have overdraft fees. It also includes payment acceptance, invoicing, and bill pay. And, of course, the core lending platform. So these things together really help to automate the way businesses operate in their cash flow.
Discuss more what's happening in this exciting year of 2020.
Whew, it has certainly been exciting is one way to think about it, I guess. We of course, have been serving small businesses the whole time. And when everything began to shut down, I'll never forget, the last day we were in the office was Thursday, March 12th. And you sort of began to see everything just grind to a halt. And we had so many customers contacting us that they were wondering, should I borrow all of the money? Should I draw down on my line? What should I do? And, you know, it's sort of like in a hurricane. Usually when there's a natural disaster, the federal government steps in and FEMA and the SBA get together to provide relief dollars to small businesses that are impacted. And the same thing was happening with COVID. So the government was beginning to sort of identify the framework for what would become PPP. And we were so excited that we were going to have an opportunity to participate because very presciently thought it would be important to include fintechs, companies like Cabbage that automate these types of services to small businesses because there was no way they would all be served otherwise. The large banks just didn't have the technology to do it cost effectively, especially for the smallest businesses. So we basically, in a matter of a couple of weeks, converted our platform to what I call a PPP machine, and we wound up approving more than 300,000 small businesses for a PPP loan, making us the second largest small PPP lender in the country.
Okay. So here's what most people listening in want to know. What's the secret to raising money?
Well, you have to ask for it. I think that's the number one thing.
Now, when you say ask an exact amount, it's not like I need $4 million. Well, we only do 10 million to 20. Oh, I could use 10 million. That's like the old joke. What do you how do you ask for it? What specifically?
They want to know what you need. They want to know what your plans are. It depends on whether you're asking for money that you're going to borrow, whether you're looking for debt financing, or whether you're looking for an equity investor. And I think the type of business that you operate really drives the answer to that question. Because most venture capitalists, for example, are looking to invest in a company that's going to grow dramatically and is going to be really large and has the potential to be a global company. And I think if you are operating, I think about my grandfather's company. He owned an electrical supply company in Southwest Georgia. And for many, many years, and on the weekends, he would sit with my grandmother on Sunday to do payroll, and it was all in his head. And he would say, okay, Joe was working on that project for 14 hours, and he makes 42, 17 an hour, whatever. He like literally had it all in his head. If you want to go borrow money, you can't do it that way. You have to make sure that you're documenting your revenue and you're documenting your processes and you're using an accounting platform and things like that. I think that's the most important thing, is to know what you need and to know what to ask for.
So everyone's interested, how do you transform a company? Within 3 weeks, you completely transformed your organization. What was it like? And you also sort of had to do a little bit of social distancing, which people didn't even know what that was back then.
Everybody was working from home. So that's what was really crazy about it. There were these,
and everyone was set up as your technology platform. That was easy for you to do, right?
That was easier. There were these three circles of insanity, I guess, if you think about it. There was the actually doing the work to figure out how to make this work for the product that was being described by and designed by the government. And there was, that was one piece. The other one was following what the rules were going to be, because the rules kept changing. Every day it was going to work this way, and then the next day it was going to work another day, another way, and you had to accept different documents, and you had to, you know, serve customers with a specific product. And so that was really challenging. And the other circle of insanity was working remotely. All these people who were normally in an office together were using WebEx and Slack and building a product without being in proximity to one another at all. And it wound up being very productive, and everybody was very excited. And I think everybody felt like we were doing something really, really important. We were, you know, on an important mission to save a bunch of small businesses and deliver capital to them. And I think that's was what really motivated the team.
There must have been people who stuck out. I mean, this is what was the dynamic of coming up with solutions and bringing things to fruition?
I'll give you an example. I've just been talking about this person lately, but I mean, every single person at our company had a dramatic impact, whether they were talking directly to customers and trying to soothe their fears and concerns, whether they were building the technology platform, changing our user interface, forging relationships with hundreds of community banks that were sending customers our way, inking partnerships with the banks that we worked with on the back end, you know, coming up with the appropriate credit facilities. I mean, working with the government in order to make sure we knew exactly what the policy was. There were so many people, but I'll tell you a story about one person. One of the things we had to do was get our customers to upload tax documents. And we had to ingest these documents, and we had humans looking at them, trying to figure out how we could automate it. And this one gentleman named Hirsch was like, you know what, I'm going to write a script to do this. I think we can automate it. And overnight, he wrote an algorithm, if you will, that was able to parse the data in these documents, classify the document, calculate the amount that the customer would be eligible for, so we could submit it directly to the SBA. And that's just one person. I mean, there were so many amazing stars of this program. I couldn't even begin to recount them all.
And what was your leadership philosophy during this whole thing?
I think there were a couple of different things. One of them was make sure everyone's talking to each other. Make sure that we know where everyone is, what they need. And I was effectively there to just get pizza for everyone, to make sure that they had what they needed and to remove roadblocks that they may have been encountering, and to keep people, you know, energized. And so that was one of the things. I think we obviously had to spend a lot of time, you know, talking to our bank partners and talking to regulators and talking to agencies about how we were going to build that product. But the team itself, I think, I've never been more proud. I think, you know, when I look back and 30 years on my career, this moment in time is going to stand out is when the team and I did their best work. And I think another thing that helped that was everybody was interacting with customers. We were all reviewing applications. We were all answering phones. We were all talking with people who were scared and really wanted to get access to their PPP. And I think that kept the customer at the center of our mind, and it galvanized our efforts.
That is so exciting. You've been a true hero for American business. Just give me the breakdown of your 500,000 customers, ballpark. Where do they lie? I know you said, 80% in general business are under 10 people and 90% under 20 people.
So Kabbage's average customer has about 10 employees. So we're talking about the very smallest businesses. And another thing that was challenging for small businesses during this phase is many of them, didn't have access to the documents they needed. They had to contact their accountant, or they hadn't filed yet because there was an extension on filing, and they had to get these documents prepared, and nobody was able to walk over to their accountant or walk into their office because everyone was at home. So I think that made it even scarier for these businesses.
Okay, we're about to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about how you raise money, customer experience, and also economic trends that you should be aware of. Back in a few.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and where Catherine was the president and co-founder of the famous Cabbage. So you were talking about this remarkable turnaround you did for customers. What is the key to great customer experience?
I think the key is making sure you're available for them in the way they want to interact with you. Most of our customers go through a fully automated process. So they are, from the time they land on the site or open up the app, they get through the entire process in less than 10 minutes, and they never talk to a person. They don't email a person. No humans on our end are involved with the process. And a lot of business customers love that because it saves them time. But sometimes they do want to talk to someone, and it's important to be there when they want to talk to them too. So I think the idea is not to have expectations of what they want, but to be there and meet the customer where they are.
It's almost like having pizza ready for your team, right?
It is a lot exactly like that.
What people need, have what they need ready at that time. Okay, let's shift a little. So you co-authored a really famous, like this Geneva Economic Report. Talk about what your findings were there and how that's relevant to small business owners.
I think the focus, and it's actually especially relevant right now, the focus of that paper was about the future of finance and the future of banking specifically. And the idea was, what are banks going to be like? How are fintechs, companies like Cabbage, that are delivering financial service products directly to customers, not through large banks, how are they going to fare, and what is the world going to look like in 10 years, 5 years, 25 years? And one of the things we really realized is that banks are becoming more of utilities. Banks are able to provide the core services that fintechs need, things like regulatory support and moving money. Those are some of the key things that banks can provide. But they're really lagging on providing digital services to consumers and small businesses that they really need. And we saw it play out during the pandemic. We saw banks struggling to deliver those same services that they always delivered in branch digitally, whether it was sending a wire or whether it was taking a cash deposit, whatever those things were that small businesses in particularly relied on that bank for, were hard to deliver digitally. And there are tons of companies that are like Cabbage or Square or PayPal or Bill.com that help businesses do all of that without having to go into a branch. And so the future of banking looks a lot like Cabbage. Banks are still really important, and they're important from a regulatory perspective, and they provide important infrastructure that we need to manage the flow of money around the world. But are they going to be the ones delivering products directly to small businesses and consumers? We don't think so.
Okay. Let's talk about the future. So what do you envision is going to happen?
Gosh, my crystal ball has a big crack in it right now, but I think we're seeing it play out right now. I don't think the shutdowns are over. I think, you know, we're seeing this sort of rolling spread, I guess, continue of the virus. And, you know, we've seen in New York, for example, there are pockets where schools have shut down and they're having a resurgence. And I think we're far from the end of it. To get back to PPP for a second, when they first were trying to determine what the coverage period should be, they came up with 10 weeks. 10 weeks of payroll, because they were like, I don't know, maybe that's how long we'll stay shut down. It's, you know, we can get past this by then. And it's clear that that's not what's happening. And so I think businesses still need more support. And I think that there's probably going to be, you know, an additional round of capital that's going to be provided to them through the emergency efforts that the federal government is attempting to institute. So I think there's going to be more of that. And I think people are going to be cautious for a long time. I don't think we've seen the full impact of it roll through now that unemployment benefits have stopped and people, you know, are not finding jobs. And I sound so negative. I don't really feel that way. I think what I think ultimately is going to happen is that the American entrepreneur is going to get through this because we have such a strong drive in this country, I think, and small businesses are so resilient and their founders are so resilient that whatever happens here, you're going to, we talked about the word pivot earlier. I think we're going to figure out, and businesses are going to figure out how they can thrive in this economy. And a couple of great examples, I think about my dentist who I asked, hey, how are things going? Are you okay? I was doing this Invisalign thing with him. And he said, actually, this has been amazing for me. We shut down for a month. And then I had time to think about my business and figure out what should I be doing with this business. And he realized that he had an opportunity to serve different customers in a different way. And he said his business is doing better than ever. So many examples of companies that started manufacturing PPE or who, you know, started a catering company that uses a ghost kitchen so that they can continue to deliver food. I mean, the people, retail businesses that are selling their products online that had never used e-commerce before. I love the whole QR code thing that I'm seeing in restaurants where now you don't have to get a menu. You just take your camera on your phone, you scan the QR code, you see the menu right there. I don't have to touch somebody's gross menu. They don't have to touch the gross menu that I touch. I think there are so many really interesting innovations that we're going to continue to drive forward through this.
So you're feeling like me that this is going to be a really tough time, but that there's going to be a serious silver lining and innovation is going to create medical conversations. Who knows? We might solve Parkinson's and unexpected things like that. Technology breakthroughs. How about, I mean, if I were in a business, I would have been in doing the heater business and selling every single restaurant in the world because that's going to be enormous when we come into winter. But let's talk about the future of cabbage. So you are well poised because you were at the center as the second largest lender of PPP, and you are moving into where fintech is starting to drive a lot of financial services. What do you see as the future?
Well, what we think is that businesses are going to rely less on large institutions. You saw it play out in PPP. Of the 300,000 customers we served, 100% of them had a bank account, but they couldn't get a PPP loan from their bank. And frankly, that's no different than the customers we were serving before. They all had a bank account with the bank, but they couldn't get a line of credit from them. So I feel like this is just pushing more and more businesses and consumers to these sort of digital first products that are most of the time not offered by a bank. So from our perspective, we feel like we're in a great position to serve them because even during the pandemic, even during the PPP, we still launched a checking account. And so we have an opportunity to serve these businesses that are now unhappy with their institution or who, frankly, would just like to earn 1% or 1.1% on the money that they're keeping in their checking account. So I feel like people are more open than ever. We met so many new amazing customers through PPP. We more than doubled our customer base over that time. So we're really excited about being able to serve those customers as well and the many others who hear about us between, you know, now and the future.
And speaking about hearing about you, if someone listening in wants to go to Cabbage, what's the website?
It's cabbagewithak.com.
There you have it. And Catherine, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me.
And everyone, listen here. What you need to do if you want to get money, you want to manage your money, is get a great team. Number one. Number two, do what you got to do. And that means getting pizza for everyone. That's it. It's a wrap.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8800.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Niven Narain. How are you, Niven?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing great, and great that I'm speaking with you because, everyone, Niven is really the originator. He is the original and the pioneer of biotech innovation by being at the intersection of drug development and fast-tracking and AI. So this is arguably more important in this pandemic than a lot of things we could talk about. So this is right at the heart of what's important. Talk about, as CEO and co-founder of Berg, what the company Berg is.
Well, thanks, Robert, again, for having me on. And I appreciate your sentiments. Berg is really, as you stated, the company that pioneered hybridizing a technology and biology for how we look at drug development, how we understand patients, and in so doing, really helping physicians to diagnose diseases more effectively, to be able to follow patients through the various stages of that disease, but as a product capsule, to be able to create the right types of drugs that is specified to the area of biology that affects certain populations. So it is really the enablement of understanding the full narrative of the disease biology and then using that information to treat patients more effectively.
Now, you were really the person, your company brought in the idea of tying in AI to drug development. Why is that so important and how does that change the game?
So for a few reasons, Robert, I think the main reason is that disease is very complex. If in anything that's very complex in life, it's so important to try in as much as you can to understand the full story. As human beings, we're made of genes, we're made of, we have proteins, we have a metabolism. There's so many things that are ongoing in the biological context of who we are, as is sensitized by COVID. I mean, you look at a virus that is coming into the body, it affects, different people in different ways. It affects, in some folks, the lungs or the brains in others, the gut. So just using a COVID as a microcosm to a greater reality of what is cancer or diabetes or neurological diseases like Parkinson's, our philosophy is that you really have to understand the full story of what's ongoing. So Berg's differentiating point is that we want to call a timeout before we even get to the real drug development phase, and where AI has come in for the reasons of being able to look at lots and lots of data sets at what we refer to as disparate data sets. So data comes from the genomics or looking at clinical data or real world data or demographic data. But one of the other overarching reasons is that we don't understand a lot of these diseases. We do not have a fundamental appreciation of what are the key drivers that are leading to these disease processes. So because there's so much unknown biology, the last thing that we want to do is bias ourselves. The AI allows us to put one step of in front of hypothesis driven science. So we're kind of like flipping the model. Instead of the hypothesis creating the data, in the Berg approach, we allow the data to create the hypothesis. So one, it removes the bias of the human thought process. It allows for a more robust approach to looking at multiple data sets, but also it helps us to do things a lot faster and in a much bigger way.
And when you talk about faster, I know, and in full disclosure, as many people know, I've interviewed you for Forbes as well because I was so impressed, but you can synthesize, for example, 14 trillion data points per tissue sample in just days. that's geometric growth, dramatic, and that's a real game changer to me. How does it do that much? $14 trillion is a big number.
Yeah, you know, it is a big number, but and you're absolutely right. So we are comprised of, you know, over 30,000 genes, and, you know, we have over 5,000 to 6,000 expressed proteins that are key in identifying the, and then you look at the hundreds of metabolites and lipids, and what, you know, how we arrive at that number is that when you are taking a tissue sample and you're looking at a different environment, so a tissue sample that is unperturbed, so you're just looking at the raw expression profile, but if you also are deriving cells from those tissues, and then you can go back into the laboratory and recreate the disease environment such that one is able to look at a cancer cell in a low oxygen environment or a cancer cell in a high glucose environment. And these, what we refer to internally as multi-omics. So at Berg, we really believe that we should embrace the full narrative of the biology. So we look at the genes, we look at proteins, we look at functional studies, or what we refer to as phenotypes. So the genotype is obviously the gene that expresses the eye color. So, but when we're able to see that someone's eye is blue, that's the phenotype. So we are trying to encumber as much of the data sets as possible so that, when you look at all the potential permutations between the healthy and disease environment with all these various factors, it is a staggering, number of factors, and hence AI. There's no way the human brain can process this type of data. So AI for us has been a game changer in our being able to look at the full gamut of what the technology allows us.
So this is, to me, really at the heart of precision medicine. Explain to everyone why that's so important in everything we're doing now.
In the case of getting an infection, just think again, I have to, if someone gets infected with, you have five different people who gets infected with the same, type of bacteria, et cetera. But we give every individual the same antibiotic. It's not going to work on all five of those individuals. And for the most part in medicine, we go through a trial and error process. So you may use one antibiotic, it doesn't work, and then we go to the second or the third. But that causes, the ability, in that individual who may have underlying diseases to have complications. There's increased hospitalization, there's loss of income. In the case of a really, really acute care setting, if it's a septicemia, nailing the antibiotic that is precise for that person is going to save that person's lives. And you have, in some cases, a matter of hours. So precision medicine, as we define it, giving the right drug to the right patient at the right time, at the right dose, is so important in an acute care setting. But the second example I would say is, a lady with breast cancer. So if you have I'll use the HER2 positive breast cancer. So we know there's a specific mutation that causes this overexpression of the HER2 protein that leads to a subset of patients the development of HER2 positive breast cancer. So there's a drug out there by Genentech, which is now being marketed by Roche, Herceptin. So that's an antibody that goes to suppress the levels of HER2. So theoretically, that drug should work for everyone, because everyone's got that disease is pretty uniform in the overexpression of HER2. However, it doesn't. So obviously, that's telling us there are other factors in the biology, in the environment of that tumor, that's leading to some resistance to that drug. And that's where this all comes in, because it's so important to understand the full story. It's so important to understand even though it's such a targeted therapy, a targeted antibody therapy, it's telling us there are other factors that cause resistance. So through these technologies and the PERG approach, we're able to identify those mechanisms of resistance. We're able to identify by the omics, the multi-omics signatures, which individuals certain therapies are going to be specifically targeted to. And, of course, in our own pipeline, as we develop our own drugs, we're developing our drugs with all the data from the inception to gain an appreciation of which population our drugs are going to be much more directed towards.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we've been speaking so far with Dr. Niven, Noreen, and we're about to go on a commercial break. But when we come back, what we're going to talk about is the role, we're in a pandemic, and the role that AI can play in fast-tracking drugs. And we're with the expert, the original biotech innovator.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dr. Niven Narain, who is the co-founder and CEO and president of Berg. Really, they are the innovators of biotech innovation by integrating AI. So let's talk about how this plays into the pandemic. Next, we'll talk about partnerships that you've created in a unique fashion. And so now let's go into something large you've done from a leadership perspective, which is creating what I would call unprecedented partnerships from a variety of players across the entire continuum. Talk about that.
Our philosophy is actually that since the inception of the company, you know, we came at it at this a much in a much different way. And it, you know, it took a number of years for us to get some level of acceptance that, okay, well, maybe, you know, this is, you know, there's something here to the employment of using patient biology and artificial intelligence to how you look at drug development. And in building the company, one of the things that I always prided ourselves on is that independent level of validation. We want to, our goal is to try to populate more of the biological understanding, use the biomarker development so that if everyone on an annual basis could get a blood test to see if there's some early trigger points of pancreatic cancer, then patients would not be diagnosed so late in the game. And that's why this disease is so deadly. It's a silent killer because by the time you're diagnosed, by the time you have symptoms, the disease is more often than not, it's very advanced. And in using all of this information now to develop drugs in a patient data directed manner, you know, by crowdsourcing our level of innovation and bringing the best minds, whether they be from big hospital systems, the greatest medical schools and universities, but also in government. So we, the Department of Defense had reached out to us back in 2014 and said, look, we'd like to assess your platform for helping us understand biomarkers in prostate cancer, because in the enlisted military populations have a higher rate of prostate cancer than civilians, and no one knows why. And then Air Force pilots or any pilots within the military have even a higher rate than than the non-pilot population. So we were able to look at over 20 years of samples and blood samples, urine samples from the Department of Defense. We ran samples through a platform, and sure enough, we discovered some of the markers that led to more aggressive stage prostate cancers. But we also came up with a product. And that product out of this relationship, which is so beautiful, was that we now have now tested retrospectively and in prospective clinical trials almost over 1,500 patients at some awesome institutions. You know, four biomarkers that are able to discriminate if a patient has benign prostate hypertrophy or in the enlarged prostate versus prostate cancer. And why that's important is because the only way to really discriminate that now is to do multiple biopsies. But biopsies, they're very painful. There's risk of infections. There's risk of impotence. And if you give most guys the choice of taking a blood test versus a biopsy, most of them would take a blood test. For, you know, it's a hell of a lot less invasive. But also the cost, you know, a biopsy can be upwards of $1,500 to $2,000 a pop. So when you look at it from a cost basis, you look at it from the easeability of use to the patient, the ability to do what they refer to as active surveillance, meaning that if you think that there may be something going on, you can do this blood test every few months or every 6 months, as opposed to having to do, you know, multiple biopsies. Because, you know, that's just one example of how, you know, we've partnered with government, with the Department of Defense, to really gain access to the right types of samples, understand the disease biology, understand the differentials within patients, but more importantly, create a product out of that. And that's been so gratifying. And that's one example we've done with prostate. We've done the same thing with Harvard Medical School and other centers with pancreatic cancer in a project that we refer to actually as Project Survival. And then, you know, we've worked with Sanofi on doing some of the same things of trying to figure out why the flu vaccine is more effective on some patients compared to others, working with AstraZeneca on early research on Parkinson's disease, just recently with Boehringer Ingelheim on assessing irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease. So you know these are very, very hallmark and chronic disease issues that if you can put the right type of minds together, so meaning the best minds from industry, best minds from academics, from government, etc., what we realize about building this company, Robert, is the amount of humility that one has to have in order to tackle disease, the amount of humility that one has to have in realizing there's so much more to do. There's no way that Berg's going to be able to do it all. We need to get as many voices and as many thought processes involved. But importantly, being able to work with each other in ways that are just, you know, that are different. Like, for example, on COVID, we're working, you know, with Oxford, we're working with Harvard, we're working with the Oak Ridge National Laboratories, because everybody brings something different to the relationship. Oak Ridge can screen 1.2 billion molecules in 10 hours. We can then take the samples from the hospitals and patients and run them through our platform. Oxford, you know, between Oxford and Harvard, having the disease experts and the immunologist and the virologist to look at this data to say, yes, I've been treating patients for 30 years and this is interesting. So triaging the why does it really matter as quickly as possible from a scientific basis, from a technological basis, from a business perspective, a commercial perspective, a regulatory perspective, because as an aggregate, that really creates this constant capsule of, are we really doing the right thing at this time? Instead of creating a product and going, you know, 60 to 80% through the process, and then you run in a commercial analysis and someone says, well, this is no longer interesting compared to when you started this program. I mean, that just, it's an exercise in futility. So our approach is keep everything cutting edge, stay humble about what we do, get the best, you know, minds and institutions involved in the processes that we're running, and at the end of the day, serve patients with the highest level of precision, transparency, and delivery of the best product.
Niven, I want to commend you on the true importance of the work that you are doing at Berg to advance science and technology and the entire world of drug development and healthcare. A pleasure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.